This is The Planted Runner. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik. Endurance training is the ultimate exercise of faith. Day after day, you put in the work of building your fitness without really seeing tangible results. After all, if you skip a day, nothing really changes to how fit you are. Same goes with a really tough workout. Even though you might be proud of yourself for getting through it, a single workout doesn't move the needle either. But on race day? Race day is our chance to show off the house of fitness we've built brick by brick. When it goes well, it's exhilarating. When it doesn't go as we expect, it can be downright devastating. No matter how the actual race turns out, what you do next in the weeks after your race can have a big impact on how you'll do in the future. Now, you might be thinking, how complicated does this really need to be? I'll rest a bit, maybe jog a few days, and then I'll get back at it. But is that really the best idea? Let's find out. Welcome to The Planted Runner. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and my mission is to help you improve your running, your mindset, and your life with science-backed training and plant-based nutrition. Today, we are going to explore the hows and the whys of recovery after the marathon. We'll go into some common mistakes that many runners make in the weeks after their race that actually contribute to fitness plateaus. We'll go over how to properly recover from your race, when to start running again, and how to get to the beginning of your next training block faster and smarter than ever than before, all without burnout or injury. We are right in the thick of marathon racing season, so now is the perfect time to start planning this critical transition time. If you're new to the show and curious about all the ways that I can help your running nutrition and mindset, the best place to find me is on Instagram at The Planted Runner, or you can head to theplantedrunner.com/link for a quick list of all the ways I help runners just like you. You can check out my book, The PR Team, get a custom running plan made just for you, and so much more. That's theplantedrunner.com/link. And if you are a longtime listener, this is a great time to remind you about our monthly Apple Podcast review contest. All you have to do is write a 5-star review and one lucky runner will receive free access to one of my online running masterclasses. Reviews are truly the easiest and most impactful way of helping this show, and I choose a new winner every month. Don't forget to stay tuned all the way to the end of the episode for another Mental Strength Minute. Fortify your mind in 60 seconds or less. If you've just finished a big goal race, or if you are about to, now is the time to start thinking about what to do next. And I'm not talking about signing up for your next race or putting another big goal on the calendar, although that can be helpful. What I'd like to explore is what to do in the first 3 weeks after a big goal race, because they are critical. When done correctly, this time can not only be restorative to your body and your mind, but it can set you up perfectly to take your fitness to a new level. I'll also dive into the questions that you need to answer to help you debrief and process your race. After all, there are really no bad or good races. Each one adds to your experience at racing, and taking the time to reflect on what went right and where you can improve is a critical step in improving at your next one. To make this process even easier for you, I've actually made a free post-race download that can help you look more objectively at your performance. It includes all the questions you need to answer to really analyze your race, including ones that you've probably never thought of. It's basically all the questions I would ask you as your coach so you can distill all the good and the bad to become a better racer in the future. I have a link to grab your free download in the show notes, or you can get it right now at theplantedrunner.com/race recap. Now, the most important consideration after a big race, whether it's a marathon or a 5K, is recovery. Studies have shown that it takes around 3 weeks to completely recover from a marathon. A handy rule of thumb is that you need 1 day of recovery for each mile raced. So that means you'd need 13 days after a half marathon and 3 days after a 5K. Of course, rules of thumb are oversimplifications that don't apply to every individual, but it is a great place to start. As a coach, I recommend that my athletes take 7 days completely off from running after the marathon. And that actually sounds a bit extreme to some people, but it's not just your legs that need a break. It's your mind. You've just spent the last 12 to 16 weeks training hard for your race. It's not just the 26.2 miles or 42 kilometers in your legs, but all the weeks and weeks of training that you've done. Your mind has been preparing and dreaming and planning for this one day, and not running for a week can help you decompress and get back to the things in your life outside of running. This is especially important if you were starting to feel like the training was a grind or if your race experience wasn't positive. Taking this time off can help bring a fresh perspective and even make you miss running again. And no, not running for a week will not hurt your hard-earned fitness. In fact, rest is how you repair and ultimately grow stronger. Now, when I say rest, I don't mean become one with your couch and glue the TV remote to your hand. You certainly deserve to binge watch and seriously relax during this rest week, but you should also aim to be lightly active throughout each day. Walking can be great, so can gentle yoga or stretching. Be careful with massages, however, since manipulation of damaged muscles can actually impair healing. Day one after a marathon, you should expect to be very sore, especially if you raced hard or if this was your first marathon. Going up and down stairs is going to feel like scaling Mount Everest, but try to get out for at least a little walking. Every day, you should start to feel a little better, and you can add in a little more walking and moving. If you have access to a hot tub or a warm bath, this can be incredibly helpful on your damaged muscles. The water pressure and the heat help circulate your blood, bringing oxygen and nutrients to help repair and rebuild. Not only that, being submerged in warm water is great for relaxation and overall mood. And of course, one thing I can't forget to talk about is that you should eat. Immediately after the race, get in fluids, carbs, and protein. And yes, aim to do that before you celebrate with that post-race beer if you choose. The first week of recovery is definitely a time to relax and enjoy your favorite foods without restriction. Not that you should be restricting when you're in training, but some runners become quite focused on macros and whole foods and aim to eat as perfectly as possible to get that extra edge. This can be fine for short periods of time, but perfectionism in your diet is not a sustainable practice, especially in recovery. You do want to keep an eye on your protein at this point to repair your damaged muscles, but overall, this is the time to ease up on any kind of nutrition rules that you might have. The day after the race is a perfect time to sit down and debrief while the memories are still fresh. Be sure to log as many details as you can because this information can help you craft your training for next time. Again, my free race analysis download can be super helpful with this at theplantedrunner.com/race recap. You'll want to write about how you prepared, what the weather was like, and how well you stuck to your plan. You can include details about logistics and travel and what you would do differently next time. What about your motivation for this race? Was it sky high or kind of lackluster? There's no judgment of your answer, so be as objective and as honest as you can. Once you've gotten through the first week after your race, you can try heading out for a short, easy jog. For some runners, this will feel great, and it'll feel like hanging out with an old friend. For others, it will not be so welcome. I'll go over what you should do in either case and what you can expect for week two after your marathon right after this.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
You know what's the best way to spend an afternoon after your long run? At the movies. Your hardworking legs get much needed rest, and of course, there's plenty of snacks. If you love going to the movies, you're going to want to hear this. Regal Unlimited is the all-you-can-watch movie subscription pass that pays for itself in just two visits. You can see any standard 2D movie anytime with no blackout dates or restrictions. When you want to watch a movie in a premium format like 4DX, IMAX, RPX, or ScreenX, your Regal Unlimited membership plan gets you into those premium experiences at a reduced cost. And with Regal Unlimited, you won't just save money on tickets. You'll also save 10% on all non-alcoholic concessions items. Yep, you not only save on movies, but snacks too. So if you're planning to see two movies this month, you need to join Regal Unlimited. Sign up now in the Regal app or at regmovies.com/unlimited and use my code PlantedR24. That's planted, the letter R, 24 at regmovies.com/unlimited. Welcome back to The Planted Runner. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik. 7 days after the marathon, most people are feeling like themselves again. It can be tempting to jump right back into training or even go out and race another event. I strongly encourage you not to do that. You see, even if you feel great with zero soreness, you are not recovered. Soreness is actually a poor indicator of muscle damage or repair, so don't rely simply on how your body feels on those first few runs. Every system in your body was highly taxed in your race, and getting back to your usual running schedule too quickly will not allow proper repair. Your lungs, muscles, kidneys, and even your immune system have been put through an incredibly stressful event, no matter if you ran, walked your race, or crushed your PR. Your level of soreness will not alert you when everything is back to 100%, so you've just got to trust the recovery process. During the second and third weeks after your race, you can get back to the same frequency of runs as you had during the week before your race. Some people like to call this a reverse taper, but I'm not really a fan of that phrase. Your recovery weeks should be way easier than the taper weeks preceding the race. This is the time to slowly build back up with short, easy runs. I would be very careful with adding speed during these first 2 weeks. In fact, I recommend that you avoid speed completely. The reason is that speed sessions are designed to break you down. You are simply prolonging your recovery time if you try to rush this process. You might not feel or see the effects of improper recovery right away, but not respecting this process is the quickest way to injury, burnout, and performance plateaus. This is also the reason I want you to avoid strength training for at least 10 days after your race, and then only add light sessions in after that. Stretching, mobility, and balance work can be done during these post-race weeks as long as they are gentle and restorative. One of the athletes I work with named John told me he was a perfect example of what not to do after a marathon. He was working with another coach at the time, and he admitted to me later that he rushed his recovery and got back to full training too soon. It wasn't clear right away that there was anything wrong, but the next cycle never quite clicked with him. And as a result of training that didn't go so well, his next marathon didn't either. Is this 100% proof that inadequate recovery leads to poor race results? No, this is just one example. But in my opinion, it's just not worth risking months of training because you were too impatient to take it easy for a while. The 3 weeks after your race can also be a challenging time mentally and emotionally for many runners. If you had a great race, you'll be thrilled and may be tempted to quickly get back to building your fitness up even higher. Or if you had a tough race day, you might be beating yourself up for mistakes you made and searching frantically for your redemption race. Or you might be somewhere in between and you're just ready to take the next couple of months off. While signing up for your next race can be a good thing to get on the calendar, my advice is to use this time to reflect on how running fits into the rest of your life. Marathon training requires prioritizing training over other things in your life, so take a look around. What have you been missing while you were out there crushing it? Have you skipped out on pancakes with the kids on weekend mornings because you were running long? Does your super supportive spouse need some much-deserved support from you for a while? If your partner was your biggest cheerleader during your marathon training, it's time for some payback. Running is not your priority for the next 3 weeks, so think about how you can use this time to treat your support team. Or perhaps your family was a little less than supportive. There's going to be a certain point in your running journey where your family gets a little tired of all this running you're doing, and now is the perfect time to reconnect. What about your friends? How many Friday night get-togethers have you skipped because you needed good sleep for your run the next day? Even if you weren't spending all your free time running, maintaining friendships seems to get a little harder as adults. This recovery period can be a great excuse to pick up the phone. What about your other hobbies? Has running taken them away? My point is, we are more than just runners. We are multidimensional humans with room for lots of things we love in our lives. But when we're focused on something so intense like marathon training, we need to be a little unbalanced with other things in our lives to do it really well. That's perfectly fine, and in my opinion, completely worth it. When we have a chance to step back a bit, like you need to in order to recover fully after such a major race, it can be wonderful to reconnect with the other things in our lives that give it such rich meaning. After 3 weeks of rest and recovery, your body should be ready to enter a new phase and begin building again. And so will your soul. So what happens then? Well, it's not a great idea to immediately jump back into a 12 to 16 week marathon cycle, unless you don't want to get better at the marathon. If you do that, you're pretty much constantly training or recovering from a marathon, which does not allow enough time to actually get faster at it. Most running experts say that 2 marathons per year is about ideal. This means you'll have a good chunk of time in between cycles. Should you take some time off, build up some base miles, focus on speed, or something else? I recommend that you plan an entire year of running out all at once, or at least sketch it out so you can see the big picture of training. If you'd like help with that, I've got a sprint session masterclass all about that. Head to theplantedrunner.com/sprint to get the class on demand and plan out your best year yet. While I'd love to tell you that we can just keep getting better and better and better at running, unfortunately, that is not how it works. Training is cyclical. We build, tear down, recover, and repeat, and not always in that order or on the timeline we want. Savor the recovery phase and treat it with as much respect as you do the training, because it's a key part of it. And now it's time for the Mental Strength Minute. Fortify your mind in 60 seconds or less. Today's topic is "This Too Shall Pass." "This Too Shall Pass" can be a powerful mantra when things are getting hard mentally or physically. Feelings, whether they are simply emotions or whether they are physical, are all temporary. Wait long enough and you'll feel better, or perhaps even worse. But when you remind yourself that what you are experiencing, no matter how intense, will eventually be over, the power that feeling has on you starts to dissipate. You're not in control of your feelings, but remember, they don't have to control you. Thank you for listening to The Planted Runner, part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Don't forget that you can win free access to one of my sprint session masterclasses just for writing an Apple Podcast review. So be sure to write yours right after your run today. Reviews are the number one way to boost this show's reach, and it's a great way to tell me what you'd like to hear next because I read every single one. Have a great run today.
Hear Her Sports is a podcast for everyone who loves stories by and about women striving to improve and make a difference in their lives. I am your host, Elizabeth Emery, a former professional cyclist. In every episode, I introduce a female athlete or woman in the business of sport through a thoughtful conversation about who they are and the terrific work they're doing. My guests and I explore the glorious and frustrating issues in sports, history, equity, training, nutrition, and so much more. Join us for inspiration, for community, and for love of being a strong athletic woman.